So the Center for Global Development, along with two African co-sponsors, the Institute of Economic Affairs and the African School of Economics, one in Benin and one in Ghana, are holding a very unique event in which we will have 7 of the 8 candidates who are running for the presidency of the African Development Bank in the same room, physically, at the same time, here in Washington, D.C., and they will have questions put to them by experts, including representatives of the governors of the bank, who will actually elect the president, and various other expert audience members, including people from academia, from governments, from think tanks, from NGOs. And what's most exciting about it is that they'll also face questions via video from audiences right across Africa. And what I find very exciting about it is that some of those people are ordinary people, the kind of people who might benefit from the leadership of the African Development Bank. So we're very excited about this event, which takes place in Washington, D.C., and can be viewed via our webcast at www.cgdev.org.
What actually prompted you to, do such a thing?
Well, in the past, the Center for Global Development, which has become the preeminent development think tank based out of Washington, D.C., has been invited previously by large international organizations to host similar events. We did something similar with the presidency of the World Bank a couple of years ago. And so when we found out that Donald Kaburuka was stepping down at the end of his term, which is widely regarded as being a very successful term, we realized that we were in a good position with our excellent contacts in governments and across Africa as well to put together a really valuable and exciting event that would actually put people running for the leadership of this important institution under a spotlight, as they probably would never have been before. Remember, the actual election is done behind closed doors by the governors of the bank, who are representatives of all the countries that are members of the African Development Bank. And so we thought we wanted to shine a light on that process a little bit more. And also, it's important to point out that under the leadership of Donald Kaburuka, the African Development Bank has gained a much higher profile on the world stage. And that leadership position is a political position. That person is a global leader. And so we wanted to make sure that the people who are running for the presidency, who wanted such an important job, were up to that task of being able to answer questions that they weren't aware of previously, in front of any different type of audience, questions that were coming from all the different constituencies who have an interest in what the African Development Bank does. And that's why we decided to go ahead with this exciting event.
So now, unfortunately, maybe some people in Zimbabwe won't be able to watch it because of the problems with internet connectivity. But at the end of the day, it doesn't mean that just a general person from the public can actually ask a question.
Because of technology, I think it's going to be difficult for people to ask questions live. And so what we've done, working with our media partners in Africa and our co-sponsors of the event, is that we have already reached out to many people and we have invited them to record video questions. And many of them are what we would call, for want of a better term, what we would call ordinary people. And so we feel that we have represented that constituency already in the event. And bearing in mind that the event is 2 hours long and there are 7 candidates involved, we're still waiting for confirmation from the 8th. That's a lot of people to get through. And so it means that even in 2 hours, the time we'll have will be filled up. And so we are quite limited in the actual number of questions we can ask. But we're confident that we have done a lot to invite ordinary members of the public across Africa to have a say and to listen to what these people are saying.
We see that there's a candidate from Zimbabwe and his name is Thomas Zete Sakala. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, do you have a message for Zimbabweans about this?
Well, my message to all people who are interested in the presidency of the African Development Bank is that it's important to put these candidates on the spot and to hear what they have to say and to hear what their ideas are. One important element of our event is that we're not going to have the candidates debating with each other, because I very much feel that the person who's the best public speaker will end up winning such an event, winning in inverted commas. What's important is that we ask them questions and we allow them the chance to tell us their ideas that audiences across Africa and amongst the people who will actually elect the president are able to hear their substantive ideas. What is their vision for the leadership and the future of the African Development Bank? And I really hope that as many people around the world, and particularly across Africa, will log on, if they're able, to www.cgdev.org and follow this important event online. And it will be available after that on our website as video as well. So you can, if you can't watch it first time live, you'll be able to watch it subsequently.
How important is this bank in Africa?
Well, the bank is quite a crucial institution in terms of infrastructure development. It has 80 member countries, which is every country in Africa and many other countries around the world. And in 2013, it had operations within Africa that totaled more than $7 billion, U.S. equivalent. So that is a lot of money, and that goes a long way to building the infrastructure that every survey we do in Africa tells us people across Africa really want. They want infrastructure, they want jobs, and the African Development Bank is an important institution in helping countries across Africa build the kind of infrastructure that their people need and their countries want.